Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Walz is predicting gains for Democrats in the midterm elections. Walz, appearing on KFGO News and Views ahead of the Twins opener at Target Field, says the political landscape seems to be shifting.
And I say that to your listeners out there saying, well, you know, just electing Democrats doesn't fix it. No, it doesn't necessarily fix it. But what I'm telling our folks is, let's use this as an opportunity to listen to folks really hard, focus on what they need. Let's get fertilizer prices down. Let's make rural hospitals are stabilized. Now, we're not maybe going to be able to have, you know, the moves that we need to make around guns and those types of things. Well, let's save that for another day. Keep working it and doing that.
Walz, who decided against seeking a third term, also says he's not done with public service, although he will not be a candidate for political office in the future. It's going to be a busy weekend on the road, so pack your patience and keep safety top of mind. State Patrol Sergeant Jesse Grabow says troopers are asking drivers to slow down, buckle up, and avoid distractions.
With holiday travel, we do see an increase in the amount of traffic out there, which can potentially mean more things such as crashes, breakdowns, and things like that. But just getting everybody to do their part. We'll have extra enforcement out, whether it's distracted driving enforcement, impaired driving, things like that, just making sure we want everybody to get from point A to point B and back again safely.
You can find the latest road conditions online at 511mn.org or by calling 511. Attorney General Keith Ellison is suing the Trump administration over a new executive order affecting elections. Joined by 22 other attorneys general and a governor, Ellison says the order would unlawfully interfere with state-run voting, including creating a federal voter list and restricting mail ballots. The lawsuit argues only Congress can make those changes. And Minnesota's hitting a new milestone in education. State data shows nearly 85% of the class of 2025 graduated high school on time, the highest rate ever recorded. Minnesota Education Commissioner Willie Jett.
Not only did we see this record percentage of students graduate, but we also saw gaps shrink. Graduation rates for Asian, Black, and American Indian students receiving special education services, and students eligible for free and reduced price meals increased for all students.
Education leaders credit stronger student engagement and school support. In other headlines, 11 educators from across Minnesota are finalists for the 2026 Minnesota Teacher of the Year Award. Organizers say an independent panel chose the finalists from 128 candidates statewide. Interviews are set for May 2nd, with the winner announced May 3rd in St. Paul. Federal cuts are still having an impact on the work ahead for Minnesota counties. DFL Senator Rob Kupak of Moorhead met with county workers in charge of SNAP benefits and says any cuts from Washington have a double whammy effect on Minnesota counties.
Going to get less money from the federal government and have more regulations on what they have to do. So they're actually going to have to probably hire more people to administer fewer benefits.
Kupak held a town hall in Moorhead Thursday to talk about federal impacts. And the Timberwolves say team ambassador Kevin Garnett will appear at Target Center April 12th when the Wolves host New Orleans. It'll be his first appearance there since 2018, part of Fan Appreciation Night. Highlights will air during the game, and the team plans to retire Garnett's jersey during the 2026-27 season. This is MNN.